We're now going to carry on in the Christmassy spirit of today by singing Hark the Herald Angels Sing. So if you'd like to stand.
Morning, everyone. We've been singing about one of the words of the carols that we've just sung is Joyful All Ye Nations Rise. And this morning, some of us have been making a prayer paper chain, and we've written on it places that we would like to know God's joy in them. And places doesn't have to just be nations. So some people have written on workplaces and streets and homes and houses. I'm going to hang it up because it's a bit Christmassy, isn't it, a paper chain? But what we were saying is that sometimes God gives us amazing joy, and we can bring joy to those places that we've written down on the piece of paper and to the places that we go to. And the amazing thing about a paper chain is that they're all linked together. And here we can be all linked together and support each other in the places that we go and pray for the places that other people have got on their hearts to bring joy to them as well. So what I thought it would be good to do is take a couple of minutes to just pray out loud all together, all at the same time, so you don't have to worry about what other people are saying or that other people might hear you, because we'll all be praying together. And just take a few minutes to pray out loud together for the places that we've put on our paper chain, and then I'm going to close it with a prayer at the end. All right. So you can start now. Lord Jesus, I thank you that true joy and meaningful joy comes from you. And thank you that in you we can have such amazing joy that isn't dependent on the circumstances around us. And Lord, I pray that today there would be joy in families this Christmas period, that there would be your joy and your light in the families of Sidcup and in the families of this church as well. But also that you would help us to be people who bring your joy wherever we go, that your joy would be expressed for us. In Jesus' name, amen. We're now going to sing O Holy Night, and during the song we're going to have the offering taken as well.
His holy name. For
Dear good Lord, we thank you for these gifts given, and thank you that you first gave for us. We pray that you might use this money, both given today and through direct debits and checks, to bless your work here in Sidcup and further afield. In your name, amen. We are now going to have a very special presentation by the kids from church and also from Frogs. And Teresa, you good to go?
Special job for you. Oh, that sounds exciting.
Long ago, about 2,000 years, when King Herod ruled Judea, now part of Israel, something amazing happened.
It's time to go, Gabriel. Get a move on. I need you to go to Nazareth.
On my way. Greetings, Mary. God has sent me with a very special message. You are going to have a very special baby. He will be called Jesus.
How can I have a baby? I'm so young.
You will have the baby by God's Holy Spirit, so the baby will be holy.
I don't really get it, but I trust God, so let it happen as he wants.
Mary was engaged to Joseph when he found out about the baby. He was worried and upset.
I think Mary loves another man. I still love her, but I will have to break up with her.
That night when Joseph was sleeping.
Another job, Gabriel.
Joseph, don't worry. Mary, the baby is God's son. You are to call him Jesus and he will save people from their sins. Now I trust God and Mary. I'm going to find her and marry her.
At this time, the land where Mary and Joseph lived was part of the Roman Empire. The Emperor wanted to make sure all the people paid their taxes, so he held a census to count everyone. People had to go to the town where their families had come from.
Come on, Mary, we're off to Bethlehem to be counted.
Eat all, I said, old king.
Oh, Joseph, it's such a long way, and I'm so very tired.
We're full up. Go away. Sorry there's no room here. Try somewhere else.
The only place they could find was where the animals lived.
Hello, friends and family.
That night, Jesus was gone and his bed was the manger where the animals ate their food.
Out in the fields around Bethlehem, some shepherds were looking after their sheep.
Off you go, Angelo. It's your turn.
Wow!
Don't be afraid, I'll bring you good news. The Saviour of the world has been born in Bethlehem. You will find him lying in a manger.
Suddenly, lots of angels appeared and sang songs, praising God. They then returned to heaven.
Come on, let's go to Bethlehem and see if we can find this baby.
The shepherds found Mary, Joseph, and Jesus.
Thanks for coming to see us.
An angel told me all about your special baby.
At the same time that Jesus was born, some very clever men living somewhere in Arabia saw something amazing in the night sky.
That will be me. Shine, shine.
Wow, look at that bright new star.
That's me.
Let's go and visit the new baby king.
I'll get the candles ready.
And I'll get the presents.
So the wise men got packed and started the long journey to Jerusalem, the capital city where the king lived. It took them a while because it was a long one.
I'm Herod, who are you?
We're the wise men.
Oh, okay.
We're the wise men from the east.
We've come to see the new king.
Bye. Bye. yourself some trouble if you had followed me.
Yes!
We saw a new and special star that meant a new king had been born.
So we came to find him and we bought him gifts.
Gold for a king.
Thank you, friend.
I bow down on your home feet.
Another job for you, Angelo. Hey guys, don't go and tell Herod about the baby. He's jealous of him and will want to kill him.
So the wise men went home a different way. Then one night after the wise men had gone.
One more job, Angelo. Joseph, Herod wants to kill Jesus. Get up and take Mary and Jesus to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you it's safe to come back.
Hee-haw, all aboard.
So they escaped to Egypt and lived there for a couple of years until King Herod had died.
One more job, Angelo. It's safe to go home.
Hurrah, Nazareth, here we come.
Get up and take a break.
Really good, wasn't it? Very impressed. Let's give him another round of applause. I think what that amazing play showed to us is the story of Christmas and just the basics that we all knew, we all heard about growing up in the nativity story. And this time of year is great for all that kind of stuff, isn't it? It's great for being reminded of the story of Jesus and for spending time with family. And I was just wondering if you could shout out what makes you happy at this time of year. Like, bread sauce, yes. Pigs in blankets, I would go with. Family. Christmas ham. Is it a special kind of ham? Okay. Thought that was just what the pig was called, but... anything else? What makes you happy at this time of year?
Snow?
Carol singing? Presents? No school? What? Throwing snowballs at your brother? I'm not sure that made your brother very happy, but I get your drift. 3 days off from work. Who else has more time off over this time of year? It's good, isn't it? It's really good. And all that stuff, we can think that it will give us joy. It will, like we've been singing about today, that it will bring joy to us. But the annoying thing is that after Christmas, we have to go back to work. And it's apparently not okay to eat pigs and blankets and bread sauce every day of the year. But I'm not sure why. And you can't have a full roast dinner every night for tea. So all these things, I mean, none of us really have the time. All these things fade. And if the joy at this time of year will fade, if it doesn't last forever, then what's the point? Bit depressing, I know. What's the point in Christmas? The point is that Christmas goes deeper. In John 10:10, it says, "The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy, and I have come that you may have life and have it to the full." Jesus came into the world to give you life to the full. And that's what Christmas is all about. That moment when God said, "I want you to be a part of my family, and this is how I'm going to do it." And we're going to look a little bit closely at that this morning, but we're going to start off by having some readings. So could Janet, Eddie, and Leah come up?
First one is from Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. "For a child is born to us, a son is given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace."
Matthew 1:23. "Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means the God is with us."
Isaiah 12:6. "Let all the people of Jerusalem shout his praise with joy, for his great is the Holy One of Israel who lives among you."
Thanks, guys. Let's pray before this very short talk. Heavenly Father, thank you so much that you came into this world that we may have life and have it to the full. And we pray that today we will learn a little bit more about your joy and about how deep that goes. In your name, amen. So I am a massive fan of Christmas. My poor flatmate will tell you that this morning when I woke up and saw it was snowing outside, I ran into her room, I jumped on her bed, and I woke her up. And if any of you know Beth very well, you'll know that that's not Beth's favourite thing. And I was excited because this is the first time I can remember, and I'm sure somebody's going to correct me, but it's the first time I can remember of it snowing outside when my Christmas tree was up in my house. And I was excited. I was like, this is like a Christmas card! It's amazing! I was very joyful. And Christmas is great. It's great to spend time with our family. It's great to eat amazing food. It's great to eat more chocolate than is probably good for you. It's great to have time off of work. It's all good stuff. But as I said earlier, it all goes away. You go back to work. You go back to eating your normal food. And everything goes back to normal. And there's a reason why there is a day not so long after Christmas called Black Monday, which is like the day where people are the saddest and actually the most suicides occur. And it's because that joy fades and people don't have anything to fill it in with. And to be honest, even I can't be happy all the time. Even I am not this joyful bundle that you see before you every single day of the year. And on the bad days, on the days where the joy fades, on the days where you suddenly realise that it's longer to Christmas than it is since Christmas, no, it's longer to get to Christmas than it is since it happened, then you suddenly start to feel a bit depressed. And if you base your joy on that, if you base your joy on spending time with people, if you base your joy on the food that you get to eat and the presents that you get, then when that all goes away, it can be pretty miserable. Life to the full isn't to be found wrapped under the tree on Christmas Day. It's to be found on the cross where Jesus died. And whether you've been for a Christian for as long as you can remember, or you're still not really sure about this Jesus bloke we're talking about today, we all lose sight of the joy giver. We all look for joy in people, in possessions, and in passing things. In the book of Nehemiah, it says, "The joy of the Lord is my strength." You see, Nehemiah knew that there would be days when all of this fades. When your favourite football team lose, and if you support Charlton Athletic, that happens more often than it doesn't. Or you miss the train and it's raining. Or when your favourite friends, your best friends are a bit rubbish. Or even worse, Nehemiah knew that there would be days when the black dog of depression wouldn't get off your back. He knew that there would be days when the voice inside your head would eat away at you, and when you would feel worthless. But he also knew that there is a God who is the same as he was for Nehemiah as he is now, who is the great joy giver, who came and reached across the abyss and is saying, "Come, my child, let me give you real joy. The foundational joy which you can base your life upon and which will not fade." A few weeks ago, Beth was doing the talk at Hub, and she actually spoke about this with the young people, because I think there is so much instant satisfaction in the world today where you can feel instantly happy and then a few seconds later it can fade. You can watch a really funny video on Facebook and then scroll past it and it's gone. Joy today fades. But the joy of the Lord that is our strength is a foundational thing, and it comes from the great joy giver, and it started at Christmas when God said, "I'm going to send my son so you can be a part of my family, so that you won't be alone when the joy fades, because I am there with you, reaching across the divide." If you're here today feeling that maybe you might have lost sight of that joy, or maybe you never had it, then there are people here to pray, there are deacons, and there are just normal people who would love to stand with you and pray with you. And that's true whether SPC is your church that you've been coming to for years, or you're just here for the day. Because we want you to feel the real joy this Christmas time. The joy that will not fade and that never ends. So if you're feeling like you've lost sight of that joy, if maybe life's a bit hard. Maybe you're feeling like you've got depression or anxiety, or there's a voice inside your head that tells you you are not good enough, then please, please, please do not leave here today without praying with somebody. There'll be some people at the back over there with yellow tags on, but also anybody who is a Christian is able to pray with you. They don't have to have any special qualifications. Please just don't leave without talking to someone today. We're going to sing, "O Come All Ye Faithful," to finish today. And I would just really like it that if you are feeling like that, if you are feeling a little joyless this morning, don't go any more into December without getting that right, without feeling that real joy and having the Christmas feeling never fade. Let's stand and sing. So that is the end of our service. There's tea and coffee. Please, please, please stick around, have a chat. It's really cold and sleety outside anyway, so you don't want to go outside yet. And just talk to some new people and let people know where you get your true joy from. I'm going to pray, and then the official part of the service is over for today. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your joy. Thank you that you reached down and you crossed the divide so that we could experience real joy that never fades. That is a foundation for all that we do, so that when things go wrong in our lives, you reach, we can feel real joy even when there seems to be no joy to be found in the world. Help us to feel that real joy with you this Christmas time and share it with the people around us. Let us be joy givers to people this Christmas time. In your name, amen.